Item six is a rezoning for 1032 Wilkes Avenue under file DAZ 234 of 2008.
Okay, so we have the applicant Robin Lee.
Hi.
You. And then Merrill Lavard and the Lavard group are with you. And then we have one person registered in opposition. So you can begin.
Sure. Address for the record, Robin Lee, 1540 Taylor Avenue. We've made this application for two medium density condominium buildings on the site. Been working quite closely with the planner, Michael Robinson, on the site and making sure we're in compliance with zoning bylaws, etc. We did go through the new pre-application process where we did get to sit with ACG Group and to discuss those engineering matters and whatnot. And then we also did a public open house, sort of a pre-hearing, just invite neighbors and other members of the public to a hearing, which we did a couple weeks ago. So based on that, and we didn't get too much of a turnout, but we did get some people that came out and offered them coffee and cookies. And
how many came out?
About six. Invited over 60, you know, that's really about it. And I guess just in reviewing the planner's report, again, Mike and I have had numerous conversations on the site planning and requirements and whatnot, which I think we're in agreement on. Just a couple of concerns or items to bring up on our end. We were wondering with the way the world has been turning the last few months, we're quite concerned with how quickly we're going to be able to pre-sell and develop the project. 2009 is definitely looking like a poor year in the real estate market. So with that, we would like to request we are able to extend our 24-month enactment of the rezoning by upwards of 5 years if possible. So that would be our first request. And then our only other, and I think it's a technical concern, was in our pre-development meeting with ACG Group, we were there was conversations and it came from Public Works that Carpenter Street is deemed to be closed. That was our understanding anyway. The planning department hasn't officially developed a shadow plan or a plan for that area, making that official. So we just wanted to see if it would be okay to put in the report that, in the event that Carpenter Street is not opened up, that the levies put against this development would not be required to be put up. I think that's a fair request. The other item would be that if Carpenter Street did get widened, we would not be subject to having come back for any setback zoning variances that may result from that widening. So just a couple of little technical
things we need to sort out.
Yeah, I don't think they're insurmountable. I think just a couple of little technical.
Okay, well, we can discuss them with the administration as well.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else you wanted to tell us? Any questions, Councillor Smith?
No.
Okay, and you'll have an opportunity to come back up. Anybody in opposition? Thank you.
Thanks.
And did you wish to add anything?
I have nothing further to add.
Thank you. Okay, and there's nobody, there's only three people in the room, so I'm assuming you're Alex. You can come forward.
you, Councillor, for holding the meeting. I want to thank Robin for holding a pre-hearing meeting that we could voice our concerns. The biggest concern I have about the project is not necessarily about the buildings or the project itself. I'm a resident at 1010 Wilkes, which is a condo development directly across Brockville from the proposed development right now. The biggest concern I bring forward is the safety issue of the division on Wilkes Avenue directly across from our development, division in the road. We currently have no turnoff into our development, which means we're forced to make a U-turn in order to get in. According to traffic laws, there's a big concern right now that people are going the wrong way, and not necessarily only people coming to our development project or our project, but also a commercial building across the road. People going to that building, coming from the Keniston direction, also go the wrong way to get into their parking lot, because that division is still there. I've made several phone calls to the city requesting if they would come out to site and provide some sort of reasoning as to what's going on with the division, why we cannot have division in that roadway. Number one, I've been provided with the reason that the division has to stay there for safety reasons. My first rebuttal would be, coming from the Keniston direction, there is a flashing post indicating the vision of the road. That flashing post has not been operational in over 2 years. So if it is a safety concern, why is it not operational? Mm-hmm. Okay. Number two, the safety issue that I bring forward is that once 1032 Wilkes Avenue is developed, that is over 100, it's 110 units, that's the proposed development. That is potentially over 110 vehicles going to that development every single day. We already had near accidents every single day that happen where you're attempting to make a U-turn and people attempt you to pass on the left-hand side without any concern for your safety. So if we have 110 more vehicles, especially when people just move into those buildings and they're potentially unaware that we have to make a constant U-turns to get into our development, that's a huge safety concern, especially at night. That's my primary concern. My other submission would be that once the rezoning is approved and development is started, if potentially one of the things that could be imposed is for construction traffic to use Lorimer Boulevard to access Wilkes rather than coming directly off Sterling Line at the two Wilkes at the Victor Lewis intersection. Lorimer is actually has been widened. It's paved. That's primarily commercial zone right now. There's commercial buildings going up. There's access to Lorimer Boulevard, both coming from Keniston as well as Waverly. Because if construction traffic, especially if nothing is done about the division in the road, it's going to be even more dangerous. People making a U-turn, if that truck does not stop with a full load, that's a problem.
I'm sorry, what do you mean by division of the road?
He means median opening?
The median. Okay.
Sorry.
I wasn't sure what that was. Okay. Median. So you're saying that there shouldn't be one, or there should be one?
I'm saying that if a median is there to stay at all, there has to be a division within the median, or a portion of it has to be removed to allow access to our complex as well as the commercial building across the way.
Well, I think the administration understands what you're saying. You'll get them to explain it to me. Sorry. I'm not familiar with the area, and it's a council like six words, so we're trying to figure out a neighborhood. We don't know. It's a little trickier for
absolutely.
Us too. So I appreciate it. We'll sort out your concern. Yeah. We'll talk with the administration.
And also, in the median in front of our complex, there's actually a turning lane to the church right now. I have been unable to get an answer if a church in any way has an agreement with the city or paid in any way for that turning lane. My understanding is that that turning lane has been put in place when Sterling Line did not exist and the primary traffic from Keniston when down Wilkes. The only time that turn lane is not used is on Sundays when Church is in operation full force.
Is that part of this public hearing, or is that just another issue in the area?
I think that's an issue where you can actually use that turning lane instead, basically close that turning lane off to the church and make a turning lane off for us safely.
Okay. I'm not sure if we can do that in this public hearing process.
We could respond to Alex's comments, though. Alex emailed me earlier this week,
okay. And
I forwarded his concerns on to Diana Emerson, who's the transportation engineer.
Okay.
And I asked Diana to follow up with Alex to discuss this matter in more detail, because it is a public works issue.
Because it sounds like some of these issues are things that could be worked out with public works, not necessarily.
Unfortunately, I haven't been able to get a response from them. And the only response from them is saying the median is to stay because it's a safety issue. Meanwhile, the original purpose of that median was because the traffic Sterling line did not exist at the time it was there. So the issue was there was a lot of traffic going back and forth, and that's around the curve or coming close to a curve, and that's why it was there. And I understand that. We have now Sterling line. The traffic is a lot, it's minimized coming from the Keniston direction. I don't see a point of being there, but whoever I talk to refuses to come to location and at least attempt for us to explain.
Okay. Thank you. Are there any other questions?
Your concern is traffic, eh?
My concern is traffic because we don't have a turnoff. We have every single day, we have near accidents, people going the wrong way, we pull out of the complex, people that are visiting. Unfortunately, even some of the residents, they attempt to go the wrong way. So now you're pulling out of the complex and you have a head-on traffic going. I understand that it's against the law and they shouldn't be doing it, but the fact of the matter is they are. Okay. And it's the same thing as if I'm going into the complex and somebody attempts to go the wrong way into the commercial building across the way, now as I'm coming around the curb, I'm forced to face an on-head collision and hoping that either I'll break in time or they'll be fast enough to get to that parking lot.
Okay. Thank you very much, Alex.
Thanks for your time.
Mr. Lee, do you want to come back and comment to anything that was said there? Or?
Well, I think only just that, you know, we had met Alex, at our open house and, I handed the information off and we did try to, get him in touch with Public Works and, we did hope that they would have, had a conversation.
Maybe you should
I just thought that, just wanted to mention that, we did meet with Alex up front. We met at our public hearing on the 12th, and as soon as Alex and I had a chat, we contacted Michael and traded information and had all his information and really tried to get Public Works to respond back to Alex. We were hoping that, they would be able to have the conversation before tonight so that we could speak a little more to it. But it looks like the issue is really just if the city would come look at cutting back a portion of a median curb that is located in front of the entrance to 1010 Wilkes. That seems to be really the
Michael, did the Public Works react? Did they acknowledge that?
They have not acknowledged my email.
Yeah.
No, I think I received an email from Alex on Thursday of last week, and I forwarded it on to Transportation Division of Public Works. So what I can do is I can follow up with you, Alex, and try to connect you with the person in Public Works that would be looking after that.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else you want to add regarding the comments from the person in opposition? Okay. Thank you. Before we go further, though, I'd like to talk with the administration about the things raised there. They talked about extending the 24-month period of time. Is that what I heard you say?
Typically, what we would recommend as an approach is to go with the 24 months. That's our standard clause. And then after 2 years, if they wish to ask for an extension, they can make that application, similar to what we just did with the other project.
We just approved an extension on another project.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's what you're recommending. We may be getting a lot of those with the economic situation. But, okay, so it shouldn't be difficult to get an extension if that's required.
That's correct.
Okay. And then the other issues about Carpenter Street and all that. Do you have any comments about the street issues he raised earlier? Possibly widened in the future and about closing and all that. Is there anything that...
I can say that from a transportation perspective, that street probably is not needed. And there's no question that until we have a shadow plan for the area, we really don't know which streets will be required. We've really got the cart happening here before the horse in terms of planning.
So the development's coming in before the planning's been done for the streets,
right.
Is what you're saying.
Right.
So is there any...
Well, it's deemed to be open until it's deemed to not be open, because it is a public right-of-way right now. So our recommended approach is that we get the money for the servicing agreement, and then if we determine that the street's not required, then we'd be more than happy to refund the money to the developer.
Okay.
That would be added into the servicing agreement.
It's something that would normally be in place already. So it doesn't have to be added in. All right.
What they're asking for is a clause, just to say that if the city deems Carpenter to no longer be a right of way, we close it.
So is that a reasonable thing to ask?
That we would refund the money.
So we could put a clause in that says this. I'm just getting it straight. Sorry, don't worry.
Yeah.
You look panicked there. Don't worry. So what you're saying is you are recommending that we put in a clause as described. And what would it say again? So we can get the correct wording. What you just said.
If in the future the city decides to close Carpenter Street, that any monies that were allocated for the upgrade of Carpenter Street be refunded.
And we are also asking for a widening to Carpenter, so presumably we would give back the widening, the land.
As well as a widening. Like if those two things don't happen, the widening or if the street's closed, that money would be refunded.
And it would be okay that we put up a letter of credit instead of cash, because often we do that before we have to get a building permit anyway, if the servicing hasn't been done before we get a building permit. So I guess instead of cash, as long as, or letter of credit, that would be.
That would be a change to one of the requirements of the ACG report as well.
So that needs to be mentioned as well?
Yes.
That a letter of credit would be accepted? In lieu of cash, in lieu of payment.
For Carpenter. Yeah, there's one clause that covers both.
Carpenter Street.
Yes.
Okay. Is that Chelsea? Good. Everyone happy?
So we're amending the ACG report.
Yes.
There was one other issue.
Mr. Lee had suggested that community committee might be able to waive the requirement for a side yard variance. If the variance is required after the city takes the 3 meters for the widening of Carpenter, and we can't actually do that. So what we could possibly look at is if the variance is a result of city action, we could take a look at waiving the variance application fees.
So
that
we
would
could,
be
yeah.
on our director's part.
So we could say that if, would we put something in to that effect?
I think we can just have a gentleman's agreement on that we would look at waiving the variance application.
So if the variance is caused by what the city's doing, then the variance would be waived, which is pretty reasonable, which would probably be expected to do anyway. Or do we need to put that in?
It's common practice.
Common practice.
Yeah, I'm happy.
Okay,
I'm fine. We're
all right. Councilor Smith, do you have any other questions or concerns about this?
No.
It sounds like the issues of the person in opposition are going to be addressed through discussions with Public Works. That's really the appropriate process for that. Okay, so Councillor Smith?